ABC Radio Australia.
The tiny country of Niue is attempting to take on one of Sweden's biggest internet organisations to court over a domain name. The nation's premier, Toki Talangi, says Niue has missed out on millions of dollars worth of revenue because of a complicated licensing agreement. Yara Murray-Atfield explains.
When you visit a website, it's generally pretty easy to tell if it's for or from a specific country. In Australia, website domain names end with .au. In Papua New Guinea, it's .pg. And it's those little letters that have prompted a lawsuit that's just been filed at the Stockholm District Court.
Niue has .nu, so it's the two letters behind the dot. That is the national top-level domain. What has happened here is that Sweden has taken over Niue's top-level domain since it's used very much in Northern Europe as an alternative domain for users and is quite profitable.
Swedish lawyer and government advisor Per Brumark is acting for Niue in the lawsuit. He says it's a profitable domain name because nu is a very common word in many European languages.
It means now.
Niue's government is suing the Internet Foundation in Sweden, an organisation that coordinates domain names, for a fee. Currently, the money paid to get the .nu domain goes to the foundation, which then donates money back to improve internet infrastructure in Sweden. Toki Talangi is Niue's premier.
Consequence of that is that we decided to investigate and then determine whether we should be taking them to court.
The Stockholm District Court is still assessing whether it will accept the case. And if it does, the lawyers would argue Niue has been missing out on revenue because people are willing to pay the big bucks for the perfect domain name. It's been reported that nearly $50 million was spent on getting the website carinsurance.com alone. Niue's Pacific neighbour, Tuvalu, has ownership of .tv, which has been such a hit with media companies, it was estimated it made up to 10% of the entire country's revenue for some years. Mr. Talangi says his country could have experienced something similar.
I just want a fairer return for the people of Niue. We haven't received anything from anybody on this. And they made millions of dollars.
Before the Swedish organisation controlled the registry, it was managed by an American company called the IUSN Foundation. This was in 2003 when the company's affiliates started rolling out wireless internet to Niue, which received widespread media attention. But Mr. Talangi says it wasn't the deal it was made out to be.
The internet services were limited. They were slow. Pretty useless.
The Internet Foundation in Sweden has been what's called the registry for .nu since 2013, while that organisation pays the US company, which still technically manages it. There's hundreds of thousands of people paying to use the domain through this arrangement, far more than the 1,600 or so people who make up the entire population of Niue. Mr. Brumark again.
The Swedish national top-level domain is managed by a foundation called the IIS. And in their founding charter and statutes, it's clearly stated that they are not allowed to administrate any foreign national top-level domains. And they have, without consent from Niue, taken over. And, of course, thereby the profits from selling .nu domains all over the world, primarily in Europe. This happened in 2013. And Niue made a written protest from day one. The Swedish IIS has refused to discuss the matter with the government of Niue, so it has to be settled in court.
They want to sue for all the profits made from selling the domain name since 2013, which they estimate is more than $20 million.
It's quite a lot of money.
The Internet Foundation provided Pacific Beat with a statement which says it was and is essential for Swedish internet infrastructure that .nu works in a stable and secure way, given more than 60% of active domains were registered by Swedish people. It says the organisation did the relevant investigations before becoming the registry and that their focus remains taking care of .nu in a robust and stable way. It says the ownership and management of the domain is a matter for the government of Niue and the IUSN Foundation.